Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. 5 years ago, singer-songwriter Anthony D'Amato was finishing up his senior thesis on Bruce Springsteen at Princeton while honing his songwriting craft with the Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Paul Muldoon.
He's just 27, but he's already shared the stage with Bruce Springsteen. And like the boss, D'Amato writes songs that tell rich stories. He'll be performing tonight at Cafe 939 in Boston, and he's with us live right now. Here he is performing a song, Was a Time, from his first studio album, The Shipwreck from the Shore.
There was a time when I could weather the raging of the storm. There was a time when I could gather the roses from the thorns. Oh, time when I was certain, time when I was sure. There was a time that I loved you, I don't love you anymore. There was a time when every kiss was haunted by your ghost. There was a time when happiness was but a moment at the most. Oh, a time when I could see the shipwreck from the shore. There was a time that I loved you, I don't love you anymore. I could scale the highest city wall. There was a time when I could wail and Jericho would fall. Oh, a time when I could stand and face the tiger's roar. There was a time that I loved you, I don't love you anymore. There was a time when I would scatter my seeds across the ground. There was a time when I would harvest every single thing I found. Oh, a time when I was lonesome, time when I was bored. There was a time that I loved you, I don't love you anymore. There are times I must confess, oh, I wish we'd never met. There are times when I feel blessed to get to love again. Now it's time I let rest the man I was before. There was a time that I loved you, I don't love you anymore. It was a time that I loved you, I don't love you anymore. It was a time that I loved you, I don't love you anymore. It was a time that I loved you, I don't love you.
All right, that's Anthony D'Amato with the song Was a Time. It's from his new album, The Shipwreck from the Shore. He's going to be performing tonight at Cafe 939 in Boston. He's with us live right now here in the Radio Boston studio. Anthony, that was great. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's really good to meet you. And I'd love to start off by just asking you a little bit about that song, which contains the album's title in it. You sing, there was a time that I could see the shipwreck from the shore. So what is this shipwreck from the shore?
Sure. You know, the idea of this record was about moving through a difficult time and coming out the other side. Mm. So, you know, some of the lyrics on the album are darker, but I wanted the music to be forward moving, a lot of momentum, a lot of upbeat, you know, things you want to get up and move to, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's what this song in particular is about, and I think why it kicks off the record, it kind of didn't feel like it could fit anywhere else. It's kind of the mission statement for the album, I guess.
Well, it's great, and we mentioned how your songs tell great stories. You know, in listening to that song, I don't know why, I was reminded by the way Paul Simon turns a phrase. I'm just wondering, is he a influence of yours?
Yeah, you know, I love Paul Simon. The funny thing is, you know, I wasn't thinking about him really when I was making this record,
yeah.
But since this album's come out and I've been playing these shows live, I have people coming up to me after shows all the time and saying, oh, I can tell you're a big Paul Simon fan. I can tell you listen to a lot of Paul Simon making this record. And I must have stumbled into it by some back door or something accidentally, because it wasn't an intentional move, but I've been hearing that a lot, and you know that's obviously a huge compliment for any songwriter.
Well, it's certainly a compliment. I mean, I meant it certainly as a compliment, and I'm sure just about everybody else does. Great songwriter. This is your first studio album, but not your first album, right? You did two or three others, I understand, in your own room by yourself, pretty much on your own.
I made my first record. It was called Down Wires, and I recorded it in my dorm room in college. And then my second record, Paperback Bones, I did that in my apartment in New York. But this was the first time that I got to go into a studio with a producer and a band and actually, you know, make the record as I heard it in my head.
And this is a pretty good label, New West Records, which is a label that you'd been dreaming about for quite a while, right?
Yeah, I mean, they have Steve Earle and Chris Christopherson and Patty Griffin, who are, you know...
Good company to be.
Yeah, big heroes of mine. So, you know, I was thrilled to be able to make this record for them.
Yeah, and how did you get on their radar?
You know, it was purely by chance in some ways. I was playing a show at a small club in New York, and, you know, I'd sent New West material before but never heard back, but someone happened to be at that show who's, you know, it was one of those weird connections where their boyfriend's ex-girlfriend's friend
sure.
knew someone, and, you know, they thought they would love the music, and, you know, they helped me get their attention there, and sure enough, as soon as I sent them some songs, it kind of all clicked into place.
Anthony, you're originally from New Jersey, and we mentioned in the intro that you wrote your senior thesis at Princeton on the music of another well-known New Jersey musician, Bruce Springsteen. What inspired that?
I figured I spend most of my time thinking about songs anyway, and most of that time thinking about Bruce Springsteen songs. And if I was going to have to do a project that took the entire school year and required that much focus and energy, might as well be on something I was already going to be putting that much energy towards anyway. So get at least some school credit for what I was doing in all my spare time.
It's a great story. But I mean, I have to ask you, when you sort of headed off to Princeton, this prestigious Ivy League school, did you go there knowing you were going to come out being a singer, songwriter, performer? I mean, was that the aim?
Yeah, you know, I've always kind of known that's what I wanted to do.
Good for you.
You know, I knew there were people at that school who could help me, even though it might not seem on the surface like the most logical place for someone who wants to be a songwriter to go spend 4 years. You know, you mentioned Paul Muldoon earlier, the poet who I worked with there. And, you know, he's a huge rock and roll fan. And I knew about that going into it. And he was somebody that, you know, from day one when I got there, I wanted to spend time working with.
Pulitzer Prize winning Paul Muldoon, of course. I want to talk to you more about him and what you guys did together. But first, we'd love to hear you play another song for us.
Sure.
What are you going to do?
I'll do a song called Good and Ready from the record.
All right. Here we go. This is Anthony D'Amato. His new album is called The Shipwreck from the Shore. Here he is.
Let me die in a heartbeat, not slow and steady. Let me die in my sleep when I'm good and ready. Let me die on the ocean, you could bury me at sea. Let me die on a coat chain, you could burn my body. Let me die in the desert, in a sea of sand. Let me die in the pleasure of a one-night stand. Let me die in the forest with the first spring thaw. Let me die in the chorus with the hallelujah. 'Cause I don't want to wake up losing altitude. I don't want to wake up whispering the blues. I don't wanna wake up, but what else can I do? I don't wanna wake up if it ain't next to you. Let me die in my new suit, I wanna look my best. Let me die, baby, real soon, I could use the rest. Let me die in a bar fight with a broken nose. Let me die in the spotlight, you could pick my pose. 'Cause I don't wanna wake up losing altitude. I don't wanna wake up whispering the blues. I don't wanna wake up, but what else can I do? sound. They're gonna lay me down. They're gonna lay me down in a long white gown. In a long white gown, and slowly lower me underground. Die on a Sunday for to stay out of hell. Let me die on the subway, could they even tell? Let me die when the war ends, you could paint my face. Let me die in New Orleans, I wanna march with them saints. Cause I don't wanna wake up losing out to Zoo. I don't wanna wake up whispering the blues. I don't wanna wake up, but what else can I do? I don't wanna wake up if it ain't next to you. I don't wanna wake up if it ain't next to you.
All right, Anthony D'Amato with his song Good and Ready. It's off of his new album, The Shipwreck from the Shore. He'll be performing tonight at Cafe 939 in Boston. Anthony, thanks so much. What a great song.
Thank you so much.
Really, really, really good to have you here. And, of course, you're here with us live in Studio 3 on Radio Boston. I want to get back and ask you a little bit about your study at Princeton with Paul Muldoon, the Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, poetry editor of The New Yorker. How did this connection come about?
Well, I was aware of his poetry before I got to school, and I knew that he was a big rock and roll fan. He'd written lyrics for Warren Zevon, and
I don't think I knew that about Paul Muldoon.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. The song "My Ride's Here," he wrote that with Warren Zevon. So you know, I approached him when I was at school. I had this collection of demos I'd been working on, and if you were in the music program at Princeton, you kind of had a few possible tracks. It was either like the classical department or jazz or conducting an orchestra, and none of those things really appealed to me. I wanted to be a songwriter. I wanted to write, folk and Americana and roots music and rock and roll. And, so I approached Paul Muldoon with some of these songs, and I talked to the school about it, and they went for it. So the idea was basically, every so often, it might be every couple of months, when I had a new batch of songs, I would send them over to him, and then we'd get together and we'd just kind of go through the lyrics. He'd have marked them up with a red pen, and he'd places where he liked an image, places where an image tied together nicely from before, and places where it didn't, or there was an opportunity that he thought was missed. And
do you still hear his voice in your head when you're writing songs?
I try to. I absolutely try to. Yeah. When I sit down to edit myself, I try to carry with me all of those things that I learned.
I'm wondering, if there's a challenge in writing these sort of beautifully crafted songs that also have to fit into music. And when working with a poet like Paul Muldoon, is there a challenge there? Because, of course, the language for him is preeminent, but you've got to make room for the language in the music.
Well, one of the things that, I talked about with him and that I learned from him is that there's a distinct difference between poetry and songwriting. And, to try and force poems to become songs doesn't really work because they're just two different approaches. One isn't necessarily better than the other. One's not higher art and lower art. They're just different. And, so I think the key is not trying to, write a poem and then try to force it to fit music. It's that the words and the music all have to work together. And an important part of songwriting, as important as the words are, sometimes it's knowing when to leave some words out, when to not say everything, when to let the music either, you know, support what you've just said, or you can use the music to undermine it. You know, there's a lot of options to you as a songwriter that aren't necessarily there for poets.
Well, Anthony D'Amato, it's a great pleasure to meet you and great pleasure to hear you play. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks
We're really
for having
grateful.
Me.
So that's Anthony D'Amato. His new album is called A Shipwreck from the Shore. He's going to be performing tonight at Cafe 939 in Boston. We have a lot more information at radioboston.org. And Anthony, I understand you're going to play us out on the song Ludlow. Right?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
All right.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
First the whisper, then the shout. First the temple, then the doubt. First the angel spreads her wings, the shadow covers everything. I wanna tell you, but I don't know how. I mouth the words, but they won't come out. I've been a liar, I've been alone, been a stranger in my own damn home. First the captive, then the guard. First the artist, then the art. First the fruit fell from the tree, then the pain, the ecstasy. I wanna tell you, but I don't know how. I mouth the words, but they won't come out. I've been a liar, I've been alone, I've been a stranger in my own damn home. First the ark and then the flood. First the brother, then the blood. First the last and last the first. Then the righteous know their worth. I wanna tell you, but I don't know how. I mouth the words, but they won't come out. I've been a liar, I've been alone, I've been a stranger in my own damn home.